This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. Akashvani is celebrating its 90 years today. This day on June 8, 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio, AIR. This red letter day marks a special moment in the cultural information and broadcasting history of the country, where a voice was born that would echo through generations. Post-independence, AIR expanded rapidly, adopting the name Akashvani in 1956. Today, Akashvani operates 591 stations, reaching 98% of India's population, broadcasting in 23 languages and 146 dialects. Akashvani External Services Division broadcasts to over 100 countries, projecting India's voice globally and connecting with the diaspora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the government's 12-year journey of welfare for the poor. In a social media post, he said India has witnessed many transformations and at the core of these changes is Garib Kalyan and the downtrodden. He said the government has always been inspired by Antyodaya and the effort has always been to ensure that the benefits of development reach those who were left behind for decades. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today inaugurated the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India Region Zone 2 conference in the Haryana Legislature Assembly at Chandigarh. In this three-day event, legislators and presiding officers from across India will deliberate on significant topics like the role of legislatures in the nation-building Viksit Bharat 2047, artificial intelligence and making democratic institutions more effective. The National Testing Agency NTA has released the exam city intimation slip for the NEET UG 2026 re-examination scheduled to be held on 21 of this month. The re-examination will be conducted in pen and paper mode from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. 15 p.m. across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad. The NTA clarified that the exam city intimation slip is not the admit card and is being issued solely to inform candidates about the city where their exam center will be located. The NEET UG exam for admissions into medical courses took place on May 3 but was cancelled on May 12 amid allegations of paper leak. CBI is currently investigating this matter. Delhi High Court today issued notices to the center and the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, over a PIL challenging the newly introduced on-screen marking system for Class 12 board exam answer sheets. A bench of Justices Neena Bansal Krishna and Madhu Jain sought responses from the centre and CBSE on the plea filed by the National Students Union of India, NSUI. The court has listed the matter for hearing on 12 June. The high-powered committee constituted to frame the draft rules of the Arunachal Pradesh Freedom of Religion Act, AFRA 1978, today submitted its report and recommendations to the state government. Chief Minister Pema Khandu congratulated and thanked the committee chairman, Justice Retired Brojendra Prasad Kotoki, and all members for their commitment and dedicated efforts in completing the task. BJP candidate Tai Tagak today filed his nomination papers for the lone Rajya Sabha seat from Arunachal Pradesh at the State Legislative Assembly. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main, State BJP President Kaling Moyong, Party State in Charge Ashok Singhal, senior party leaders and supporters accompanied Tagak on the occasion. Khandu said Tagak's vast experience, deep understanding of the state and commitment to public service would make him a strong voice for Arunachal Pradesh in the Rajya Sabha. In a major step towards realizing the vision of a digital Arunachal, the Arunachal Pradesh government today signed an MOU with National Institute of Technology NIT Arunachal Pradesh for the establishment of an Artificial Intelligence Center of Excellence AICOE. The MOU was signed between the State Council for IT and E-Governance, SCITEG and NIT Arunachal Pradesh in the presence of IT and Communications Secretary Dr. Sonal Swaroop. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.